Even though it was now the third day of the festival, in the early morning hours of August 17th, 1969, some of the most legendary performances were still to come of Woodstock's final day. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. The rain, chaos, and crowds had already descended upon Max Yazger's farm, causing massive delays to the Woodstock performer schedule. Creedence Clearwater Revival took the stage at 12:05 after the Grateful Dead set was cut short due to overloading their amps. Sets by Janis Joplin and Sly and the Family Stone were next, and as the sun rose at 5 a.m., The Who finally took the stage. They performed the majority of the recently released Tommy album, and right after Pinball Wizard, one of the most infamous moments in rock history happened when hippie leader Abby Hoffman jumped on stage to voice a protest, but he was then hit by Pete Townsend with his guitar.
I think this is a polish while John Sinclair rocks in prison.
They were able to resume, and after Jefferson Airplane set by nearly 10 a.m., day two of Woodstock was in the books. The first act on the official schedule for day three was Joe Cocker, but then came more rain. A three-hour delay was finally followed by the rest of the bill, including performances by Country Joe and the Fish 10 years after, The Band, and the second-ever performance from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. As with the day before, the third day wouldn't end until the following morning, but not before the final act would take the stage. Jimi Hendrix was always going to be the headliner, but most of the over 500,000 attendees had already left, so he was left to play for only about 40,000 for what was originally scheduled to be a midnight headlining slot. That actually happened at 9 a.m. And with that, nearly 12 hours after it was scheduled to, Woodstock finally came to an end. The concert would go on to become the festival by which all others are judged, and its mythic status was solidified on this date, the scheduled day three, August 17th, 1969, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.